time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Pat Ricard met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Bears on Sunday.
I'm feeling good. It took a long time for me to get back and get healthy, but I'm just excited to be finally back, and it feels good to get a win today.
What is through these last couple of months? We last saw you, training camp practice. Next thing you know, it's seven games. So take us through just what's this been like?
It was just challenging. It's just challenging to not be able to help my team, not be able to play. I'm the type of guy that if I'm healthy and I'm ready to go, I'll go. But it was just taking longer than we all thought it would, and I'm just happy to be back now.
Did you have any setbacks along the way? Like, felt like it was, okay, it's almost there, and then maybe a setback?
Yeah, so I initially hurt it, and then a couple of weeks into rehabbing, trying to get ready for week one, I re-injured it. And when that happened, it was just taking longer, and it was just kind of uncertain of when my calf was going to heal and to keep progressing my rehab. So that's pretty much what happened. It was unfortunate, and it was really frustrating. It was just one of those things where I couldn't completely push through it. I've had so many injuries in my life, from high school, college, to the NFL, and it was one of those ones where it was just, if I tried to push through it when it was healing, I maybe would have been re-injured it again, and then maybe my whole season was over. So it was one of those things where it was just really challenging. It was frustrating, but I had great support with my teammates, my trainers, my coaches to get me to this point, and just happy to be back now.
How did you know that you were going to get to 100%, like that feeling of like, yeah, it's time to play, I'm ready?
Meeting with specialists, getting MRIs, just knowing that it was healed, and just throughout my rehab, just being able to keep progressing, doing different things where it felt good to where I could start progressing my running. And that was the biggest thing, was just getting to a spot where I knew it was good to really start pushing it.
Yeah.
That was the unfortunate thing. It just took time because I re-injured it.
Was it when you're obviously trying to work your way back, but then you see the team coming out, they're struggling, they're having injuries, they're not able to run the ball? Just what's going through your mind as you're seeing all of these things?
Yeah, it was really tough. Like I said, like if it was an injury where I could push through it and play, I would, but to not be able to was just gut-wrenching because, seeing how hard our team was playing and just not getting the results and knowing I could help this team, it was tough, but I'm just happy to be back now.
Pat, why did you feel like Tyler Huntley was kind of the right guy for today? I mean, we see the way that everybody in here responds to him.
I mean, last time he played the Bears, we got a dub, so, and I'm really excited for him to come out here today and did what he did to get another win for us.
What were the emotions just for you coming back today, knowing that path that you just talked about?
It was a lot of emotions. There's just a lot of emotions of just telling myself, like, I'm ready. My cap is feeling good. Just trying to just let it rip and not worry about, anything I was feeling. It was a lot of emotions for sure.
Pat, what was the feeling? There was a run to the right. You met the linebacker in the hole and put him on his back. How much did that one mean?
That was worth everything right there. Through all my rehab and everything and to finally play and to get that hit, and it felt really good, and I had to let him know.
What impressed you about what Todd did today, just with changing personnel and everything to kind of keep his offense on script after a couple of tough games?
Yeah, I think he did a lot of great things with different personnel groups to make us less predictable and put guys in the right positions. I think it showed with just how we were moving the ball, getting first downs, getting points on most of our drives at the end of them. Obviously we want to have touchdowns at the end of every drive, but getting points is big. It's big for the offense and our just morale of, moving the ball, getting points. I thought it was pretty good.
Roquan on the podium said, this kind of feels like a new beginning for you guys. Do you feel that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think getting the bye week, kind of just taking a deep breath, looking where we are as a team and just what we can do better, getting a lot more guys back healthy and playing, it just feels like it's like a fresh new start for us. So right now we're 1-0.
Pat, to do this, score 30 points with some red zone struggles without Lamar, what does it say about this offense?
It just says that we just have a lot of playmakers and a lot of guys, and we're all excited for Lamar to come back. I think it just shows that we're an offense that can play and produce, and when we got our quarterback, and I think the sky's the limit.